With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The backdrop of Robert McNeil's novel, Burden of Desire, is the explosion of a cargo ship carrying munitions at Halifax, Nova Scotia. It was 1917.
On that day, December 6th, a cargo ship that had been loaded in Brooklyn, New York, with high explosives, destined for France, comes into the harbor,
where it collides with another ship. Aviation fuel had been stored on the arriving ship's deck.
And the sparks from the collision ignite that, and it burns spectacularly for about 20 minutes.
The crew abandons the ship, now a time bomb, as the people of Halifax gather at their windows to watch the spectacular blaze, which erupts into a horrendous explosion.
It is the biggest man-made explosion before Hiroshima.
2,000 people died. 9,000 were hurt by the blast.
And it destroys 2.5 square miles of a city of 55,000 people. It's the biggest impact of the First World War in terms of violence on this continent.
As bodies are pulled from the rubble, a blizzard dumps 30 inches of snow on Halifax.
My grandfather, who was a dentist, was one of those who got a sleigh and a horse and went around collecting clothing and blankets to take to the homeless.
Years later, the Halifax explosion was of keen interest to scientists.
But Robert Oppenheimer studied the Halifax explosion in trying to calculate what the effects of an equivalent in nuclear power would be when they first dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
The explosion in Robert McNeil's novel punctuates the story of two men, one an Anglican priest, the other a psychologist. Robert McNeil writes with a sure hand in Burden of Desire, published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert McNeil's recent novel, Burden of Desire, has a huge cast of characters.
There are about 50 characters in this book, some of them very minor, but I didn't sit down at the beginning and say, I'm going to need 50 characters, and here's what they're all going to be. I started with three characters.
A young woman in Halifax, Nova Scotia, who writes a secret diary that is found and read by an uptight Anglican priest who is shocked by the woman's erotic yearnings.
He always thought decent women didn't think that way. And then he becomes tantalized by it, and we'd say turned on by it now, and then finally obsessed.
The third major character is a psychologist who also reads the diary, but whose reaction to it is entirely different from the priest. The people in McNeil's novel interact in the aftermath of a huge explosion that devastates Halifax and kills 2,000 people. Robert McNeil was born in Halifax, a city he paints as rather provincial. What was it like growing up in Halifax?
It was very provincial and limited, and it was a place I very much wanted to get out of.
Robert McNeil is now co-producer of TV's McNeil Lair NewsHour. A Canadian who lives in New York, McNeil considers himself an American.
One ingredient of Canadian nationalism, like a lot of South Americans, they sort of resent when they think about it, which isn't very often, the U.S. appropriation of the term American, because we're all Americans.
Robert McNeil's Burden of Desire was published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Television's Robert McNeil has written 4 nonfiction books, but Burden of Desire is his first novel. McNeil, who once aspired to be an actor, had been trying to write fiction for years.
But I always wanted to be a storyteller, even when as a reporter and as a journalist. I've always enjoyed telling stories.
Robert McNeil says that in his love affair with words, he is, in a way, living out the fantasies of his late father.
My father died at 53, quite young, and he wanted to be a writer. His model was Hemingway, and it just didn't work out for him. But he put enormous value on books. Books were the one things he had, even when he couldn't afford anything else.
To launch Burden of Desire, Robert McNeil returned to his native Halifax, Nova Scotia, where the story is set.
I was signing books in a bookstore, and I looked up, and there was somebody who looked very familiar. And suddenly her name came back to me, and it was the first date I'd ever had, and I had been her first date when we were 13.
McNeil says that as part of the McNeil Lair news team, he at last has predictable hours. That makes it easier to write.
I have my weekends, I have vacations, and that's when I write.
Burden of Desire by Robert McNeil is about three people caught up in the aftermath of a deadly explosion in Halifax. Published by Doubleday. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.